Unless you're a diehard fan of track and field, you probably haven't heard of Alan Webb. He's a high school senior from Reston, Virginia. Yesterday in Eugene, Oregon, he ran against some of the fastest men in the world. Webb didn't win his race, the mile, but he did break the high school record set in 1965 by legendary runner Jim Ryan. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
As the announcer read the names of the men lined up to run the one-mile race, it was clear that even though most did not expect Alan Webb to win, he was the crowd's favorite.
He's already run 3:59.86 indoors this year. This is Alan Webb.
As the race got underway, Webb was soon in a position he's not used to, last place. But his coach says that's the way the 18-year-old runner planned it, conserve energy for the last segment of the race. Moroccan runner and world record holder Hisham El Garouche, also called LG by his fans, crossed the finish line in first place, setting a new record for the fastest outdoor mile in the United States. Alan Webb finished 4 seconds later, setting a new record for high school runners, 3 minutes, 53.43 seconds. That was about a second and a half faster than Jim Ryan in 1965. In the stands, Tate Metcalf traveled about 3 hours from Bend, Oregon to watch the race and to see Alan Webb.
LG winning, I mean, that was expected. And I mean, LG, he's got all the history behind him and he's older. But for an American high school kid, we just have not seen the 4-minute mile get broken forever. It's been way too long.
Webb wasn't always going to be a runner. Early on, he was a competitive swimmer. During his sophomore year, he had to make a choice between swimming and running. His dad, Stephen Webb, says it looks like his son made the right choice.
Even when he was in junior high, he was the fastest runner in the school. Even elementary school, he was the fastest. He still has a mile record at his elementary school, although his younger brother hopes to break it, but we'll see.
After the race, fans, most of them young, asked to have their pictures taken with Webb, and long after the other athletes had left the autograph tent, Webb still had a line of people asking him to sign programs and T-shirts. This was Webb's first race in the big leagues, and he says that when he got into town a couple of days back, he was a little starstruck himself.
I mean, Hisham El Garouche, I mean, I was, you know, walking around the hotel with like Maurice Greene and John Drummond, you know, these like Olympian people, you know. So at first I was like, whoa, this is like insane. I can't believe I'm even allowed to be at this meet.
Webb says the fact that people know who he is and want his autograph stuns him.
It's still really new to me to sort of, I guess, it's weird to say the fan thing, you know. it still sort of blows my mind that I'm... People want me to sign stuff, but all right, you know.
Webb will graduate this year from South Lakes High School in Reston, Virginia. He's already agreed to attend the University of Michigan next fall. His fans and other athletes say Webb's future looks bright. Some even say he could be the fastest miler in the world one day. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady in Portland, Oregon.